Ladies and gentlemen, the geology of the Earth testifies not only to a chaotic, cataclysmic past of our planet, but also testifies to a coming judgment. If you didn't have scripture, you would have to conclude that it was likely that when you see what happened in the past, history repeats itself, right? And it also testifies to the stupidity of science. The unwillingness of science to acknowledge a creator because it simply must be its own God. And it must be able to explain everything by its own force of reason. And for this reason, judgment is coming to this earth and its inhabitants. Hello, everyone. This is Martin Zender. And once again, you are at the Revelation series. Now, geology is a very boring topic. However, I'm going to make it exciting for you because you will see that the layers of the earth are being totally misjudged by geologists today. Geology is the science of the earth's surface. And as I said yesterday, it's the least scientific of all the ologies that humanity offers up to us. It's founded on what could be termed an absurd theory that the earth is like a ball which has received many different coats of paint, coats of various colors, much like Joseph's, one coat upon the other, or like a lollipop. Do you remember you used to have those Tootsie Pop lollipops? And you lick through one layer, you get to another layer. Oh, better yet, fireballs. Fireballs have different colored layers. Fireball candies, very hot on the outside, but crunchy on the inside. So this theory goes, call it the fireball theory or the Tootsie Roll, Tootsie Pop theory, that the earth is a ball, like a ball that has received many colors and coats of paint, one upon the other over its whole surface, and it bases its various ages on the fossils. That is, science bases these ages that it has. The Paleozoic Age, the Mesozoic Age, the Tootsie Pop Age. On fossils found in these different strata that look like layers of paint. And this ology, geology, would have us believe that first the earth was entirely covered with a certain kind of rock, then it was entirely enveloped with another kind of rock, and then it was enveloped by another kind of rock, strange new kinds of rocks that came upon it at various times. Now, theoretically, all of these different layers should be present everywhere, much as the Tootsie Pop and the fireball, present everywhere. No matter what side of the fireball you lick, you find similar layers. There's a blue layer, red layer, yellow layer, pink layer. Same thing with the Tootsie Pop. You will not find the chocolate inside of a Tootsie Pop, which is also the same thing they make Tootsie Rolls out of. You will not find that at a different place on the southwest quadrant of the Tootsie Pop than you would find it on the northeast quadrant of the Tootsie Pop. You will hit the chocolate at the same time. And as a matter of fact, anybody that looks at the earth objectively will see that these layers are not all present everywhere. They should be arranged in a standard order, but they're not. They're seldom found in their proper order. And this, of course, throws scientists for a loop, but they come up with another theory to explain it. So geology is largely occupied trying to explain why nature is such a poor geologist. That's a good one. Nature is such a poor geologist because nature is in upheaval and it is in disruption and it is not uniform as it would be if these, like a tree for instance, you could see some kind of uniformity there. We know that the rings of a tree represent various years of a tree. You can tell if a tree had a hard winter, if a tree had a good winter, by looking at the rings. And you count the rings and you can see how many seasons the tree has endured. I suppose scientists chop a tree, sit on the tree stump, look down at the tree and say, I bet the earth is like this tree stump. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. So what geology can explain, and what these timeologists, if there is such a word, can explain, what these people who think they know everything that's going to happen, and they think they know everything that has happened, but they're oblivious of many things that have happened. They try to explain these intrusions. There are various intrusions upon the earth, and overthrusts. Weird things have happened here that haven't happened here. We have volcanoes here, we have depressions there. We have certain strata here, other strata there. Geology is still in the backward stage where humans are trying to fasten their theories on nature instead of forming them from the phenomena of nature itself. Look at nature first, then develop your theory. But instead, and then you would at least have some uniformity of theory if you don't have a uniformity of Earth. Instead of coming up with your theory first, we'll look at the Earth later. First, we need a theory that eliminates God. Then we'll look at the Earth. So you come up with this theory, and it's all pat. You think of it in the shower or something while you're smoking a cigar in your sweater, these intellectuals, smoking jackets, whatever they wear, they come up with their neat little theories. Who was that guy? Yeah, the guy in the wheelchair. Stephen Hawking. I saw that movie. I talked to you about that a year and a half ago. He wants his theories to be beautiful, doesn't he? He wants his theories to be uniform. He wants his theories to be elegant, an elegant theory. It's such an elegant theory, is it now? Elegant theory, very elegant. Oh, masters, the theories look very nice, and they're symmetrical and elegant, and we can put them in our pipes and smoke them with our smoking jackets. But the Earth does not allow for this type of theory because it's not elegant. It's inelegant. And I dare say our lives are inelegant. And you are, and God, I feel sorry for obsessive compulsive people. Maybe this information I'm giving you will help you if you're obsessive compulsive out there. And I know there are many of you out there. Maybe this will help you to know that God is not obsessive compulsive. That if you're looking for order, you won't find it. You'll be continuously frustrated. Like the geologists who develop their theories first and then look at the Earth later. And then try to explain the anomalies of the Earth in light of their pre-developed theories. And it's not happening. And so I know it's very frustrating, believe me. That's why we like to go to fancy places, fancy hotels, where people have striven to make everything symmetrical and full of order. Just hope they don't give you a microscope so you can see all the parasites that are crawling everywhere along that clean bedspread on your great bed at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. No, there are Waldorf Astoria parasites at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. But on the microscopic level, there is certain kind of order to the universe, but the order is in its disorder. It's orderly disorder. It's by a method. Everything is by a method. And again, we're supposed to look out and be frustrated. We're supposed to look at the dresser drawer, see one side of it slightly ajar. Some people have to go up and straighten everything on their dresser, push that dresser drawer in the last 16th of an inch so that they can sleep at night. And I encourage, if this is possible, I don't know because I don't have this affliction. If it's possible, you know, they just, you know, force yourself to sleep in the disorder, but it's just not possible. It's like telling somebody, just don't drink alcohol. People can't do it, apparently. So what you need to do, this might help, because this transcends the surface exhortation, is to realize that the Earth is not uniform. The heavens are not uniform. They're all crunched up. They're messed up. Nothing is neat and orderly now because it defies, it would defy, were it so, the purpose of this age, and that is to be disheveled, to be a proving ground for God's future revelation of perfection. And that will be the coming kingdom. Everything is going to be symmetrical there. Well, I don't know if there will still be parasites at the Waldorf Astoria. No, because there will be no Waldorf Astoria. No, it'll be the Jesus Hotel or something, Motel Christ. There's going to be different lodging places for people. The 144,000 Motor Lodge. My computer went skafloozy on me there for a second. I got to fix this. I'm working things out with this new camera development, so thank you for bearing with me, assuming you are. Some of you may have turned me off in disgust. Martin is just too clear. I can see too much of him. The pixels show me all his flaws. I thought he was better looking than this. Well, you just have to get used to it. So, nobody who's not drinking the Kool-Aid of modern science, not inoculated with the virus of theoretical geology, who views the faults and the fissures and the mountains and the chasms and the volcanoes, the depressions, Death Valley, Pikes Peak, whatever you like, nobody looks at this stuff, can escape the conclusion that the Earth's crust has been through at least one upheaval such as has not occurred since mankind has been on the Earth. Because no upheaval since mankind has been upon the Earth can explain, well, except Noah. Noah can explain. Those layers, by the way, they're not epochs upon epochs of time that have deposited those layers. They came after the disruption and after the flood, and the stuff just went blah, 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 and it piled it up all at once. Piled it up. It just piled it up. It was sudden. It didn't develop over a long period of time. We had those science projects where you just put different soils in a glass jar and you see the different layers. A lot of the Native Americans out west, they have this beautiful sand stuff where they put the sand, different colored sand, and they make pictures out of it. It doesn't take them millions of years to wait for they put it in themselves. They just put it in there, then another layer, then another layer. And these things happen to the Earth because the Earth is not uniform, not over a long period of time, but due to a sudden disruption. So, the strata or layers no longer lie horizontally as they once did, but they've been shoved up, piled up everywhere at every conceivable angle, and in the utmost confusion. If you don't believe that, if you've never been out west, go out west, climb the Rocky Mountains. It's geologic confusion. So, anybody who's a real reader of the rocks can't but believe that the Earth has been through some shattering experience. That's a nice way to put the disruption of the world, which has shattered its surface far more than is even evident at the present time, especially if you go to the Appalachians, because they've been long covered over. The Rockies are fresher, fresh from the disruption. The Appalachians have been covered over by grass and moss and all of that. Now those nice things that make the Appalachians look so pretty. Oh, look how pretty the Appalachian Mountains are. I look at them and I see the bones of the disruption, and I see a promise of coming disruption. That's what I see. Yeah, I know. You wonder why I can't be happy. I can't even be happy looking at beautiful mountains without thinking of the disruption. In that, I'm a lot like my friend Herb Dirks, since deceased, a German guy. The disruption of the world. Is that how a German says? Yeah, the disruption of the world made those mountains do that. He would all get very excited. He would get so upset at people who talked about the beautiful mountains. For purple mountain majesties. No, that has been disrupted. And it is a promise. It is a assurance that it's going to be disrupted again. Okay, more on this. I'm no expert on geology, but you don't have to be an expert. That's the beautiful thing. The people who are telling us that evolution is true, the people who are telling us that the Earth's geology is a result of millions and millions and millions of years of layers coming upon layers, they're the ones who are actually the amateurs. And common sense, the naked eye, is a better judge of these things than are the nefarious studies of those self-proclaimed experts who have, for all practical purposes, eliminated God, eliminated a wise creator as the source of our happy little home here that we call Earth.